December 6, 2022 marks the 33rd anniversary of the deadly shooting at École Polytechnique de Montréal, where the victims were targeted simply because they were female. On that day back in 1989, the shooter, reportedly an anti-feminist, walked into a mechanical engineering classroom where he separated the women from the men before opening fire. The mass shooting claimed the lives of 14 women while injuring 13 others. The mass shooting is referred to as the École Polytechnique Massacre or the Montreal Massacre. The National Day of Remembrance and Action on Violence Against Women was passed by Parliament in 1991. On Tuesday evening, a vigil and march were held at Nipissing University where the names of the murdered women were read out loud, never to be forgotten, followed by a moment of silence. It goes beyond just informing the public about what happened 33 years ago. Femicides happen every year in Ontario. In November, the Ontario Association of Interval and Transition Houses released a report that there were 52 femicides in Ontario this year, with the youngest victim being 8 years old, shared Daniela Northrup, Sexual Violence Prevention Coordinator with the Amelia Rising Sexual Support Center. So not only do we want the public to remember the 14 women who died because of an act of femicide in 1989, but we want people to be aware this is still happening today and that intimate partner violence in Ontario is an epidemic. Northrup said 4 of the femicides happened in Northern Ontario. She went on to say that work is being done to develop male allyship programs. The White Ribbon Campaign is a great idea of that. We do invite men to all of our events, we offer services to men, just to try and get everyone involved in the conversation, but that takes a village for sure, said Northrup. We actually go into schools from JK straight through to university and obviously the conversations are age appropriate. So starting out in the schools and having teachers relay those same messages, it's not just about anti-bullying, it's about having healthy relationships with your friends, your family and that extends into intimate partner relationships. Helping survivors takes funding and resources. There have been definitely been some policies that have moved some things forward, but I think that there still needs to be even more funding given to people and organizations that are already doing this work, said Natalie Austin, Sexual Violence Prevention Education Prevention Coordinator. For example, most shelters in Ontario are at their max capacity right now. Victim services had to send a survivor all the way to British Columbia for a shelter bed, so that's not ideal. Also, sexual violence support centers need more funding so they can hire more staff to keep supporting survivors for free. Centers around Ontario have been asking their municipal governments to support a resolution to have the provincial government fund sexual violence support centers better. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau issued a statement on the anniversary of the mass shooting. On this day, and throughout the 16 days of activism against gender-based violence, we acknowledge that the hatred that motivated this tragic mass shooting is still a very real threat to women in Canada and around the world. This is particularly true for marginalized and radicalized women, said Trudeau. The Government of Canada is working to end gender-based violence so that all women, girls, and gender-diverse people can feel safe. The Prime Minister says the government is also supporting provinces and territories in implementing the National Action Plan to End Gender-Based Violence, launched last month, which sets a framework for anyone facing gender-based violence to have reliable and timely access to protection and services, no matter where they live. Trudeau says the government provided funding for women's shelters across the country, crisis hotlines and organizations helping women flee violence. Dr. Marilee Fullerton, Minister of Children, Community and Social Services, also reflected on the day. Let us be united in our resolve to create a better province, free of gender-based violence, said Fullerton, who stressed the need to keep conversations flowing not just on this day, but every day. We must continue to educate Ontarians of all ages about healthy, equal, and nonviolent relationships. And we must have zero tolerance for gender-based violence so women and girls can live with hope, and without fear. The minister says the provincial government believes it is every woman's fundamental right to live safely and securely in her home and community. That is why we are working together with all levels of government and community partners to prevent and address violence against women in all forms. This includes making critical investments in violence prevention initiatives. The North Bay Vigil was held in partnership with the North Bay Indigenous Friendship Center, Nipissing University's Office of Indigenous Initiatives, and the Nipissing University Office of Sexual Violence Prevention and Education Outreach Team.